Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to bring forth to you one of the world's greatest car designers, and he's put his magic on a couple of different vehicles, and we talked about it during the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance, but the reaction was so strong to that that we decided to get him back live here to talk a little bit more about it and invite your calls and questions at our regular telephone number, which is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or if you prefer the digital means, you can reach out via the email bob@boblongradio.com, Bob or boblongradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com, I should say. Also coming up a little later on in an hour, we'll be joined by the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, Tom Appel, who will be joining us live from Chicago. But right now, let's go out to California and bring forth the man who has brought us so many beautiful vehicles over the years. He's the gentleman who designed the beautiful BMW Z8, as well as the Aston Martin DB8 and DB9, and of course had his own car company, the Fisker Karma, which was a gorgeous vehicle, and now he's back in action, and he has got two absolutely drop-dead gorgeous vehicles to tell us about. The gentleman's name is Henrik Fisker. Henrik, thank you so much for joining us here.
Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for joining us. Well, let's talk about the special vehicle that you did last week at the Amelia Island Concours, which was based on the Aston Martin Vanquish, but you gave it a whole new look. Tell us about this vehicle.
Well, you know, I obviously it's been a while since I worked for Aston Martin. It was back in 2001. And it's actually very rare that a car designer designs a car, you know, 14 years ago, and they're still selling the car, which is the V8 Vantage and the DB9. So I kind of thought it would be fun just to take a look at, you know, how could I make a beautiful, timeless coupe again, but with some modern influences. Specifically, I worked together with Panasonic Aviation and Panasonic Automotive, where we put in the world's first curved screen in the car. So it's kind of an interesting thing to be able to merge the new technology that everybody's talking about, of course, you know, Apple doing a car, et cetera, but then merge that with the things we really love about cars, which obviously is beautiful proportion, sculpture, and a great V12 engine.
Oh, and you've done such a wonderful job with this vehicle that you call the Thunderbolt. Let's talk a little bit about some of those changes that you made to the vehicle, beginning with, why don't we start with the face of the Thunderbolt. Tell us a little bit about the design direction that you were going for with this.
Well, first of all the body is new. The entire body is in carbon fiber, so everything has been changed from the roof to the pillars to the doors, fenders, front and rear. And my idea was really to sort of, you know, specifically when you spend time at these, you know, amazing car shows where we look at old cars, you kind of notice that a lot of cars from that time was just pure sculptural pieces of art where there was not a lot of hard lines running through the car. Now, in the meantime, cars has become, should we say, a little fatter, bigger because of many reasons. And I kind of wanted to move back and just use the pure sculpture of the car and not put a whole bunch of creases in the car. And then on the front end, I kind of enlarged the Aston Martin grille because I thought that would be something that today we have so many more brands, and I think it's very important that you immediately have a brand recognition when you see a vehicle, specifically for such a famous brand. And then for the rest of the body side, I really just looked into or spent a lot of hours sculpturing the car in a full-size clay. And at the rear, I wanted to put some really thin, modern, almost like laser lights or very thin blade lights. And then I also wanted to change the DLO, which is the daylight opening, which is the window line and side view, which, of course, has been repeated a lot with sort of the current sort of swing, sort of negative up at the rear pillar with a longer window. So I shortened the window to give it a little more of a sort of a dynamic coupe look, and then with a very large curved screen or sort of a curved rear window wrapping over the pillar at the rear. So, and then I worked a lot on the stance of the car, making sure that all the muscle was shown around the wheel. So when you actually see it in reality, you'll realize that there's quite a lot of plan view in the car too, as the rear as well. So overall, it's a very muscular but yet elegant look, which I think is typical for Aston Martin.
Absolutely. Just absolutely beautiful wheels, 21-inch wheels. And as Hemrick told us, the vehicle rides about a little bit more than a half an inch lower than the regular Vanquish Coupe. I particularly like what you've done with the roof, where you've incorporated a beautiful panoramic glass roof. Tell us about that.
Well, my idea was sort of a little bit to create the entire roof with pillars a little bit like a jet fighter. And if you think about a jet fighter, it really is almost all glass, but of course pillars, which really separates the different pieces of glass. So if you would see the car from, for instance, the top view or sort of a tip-up view, you realize that it really is just almost like a spider web of pillars filled with glass. So the entire roof is one large piece of glass, and it also helps bring a bit more air to the cabin. I mean, I have dark, beautiful Italian leather in the cabin, and I just felt like, you know, that gives a whole new feeling in the cabin for essentially it was a pretty tight two-seater sports car.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I remember you and I sitting in the cockpit of the Vantage V8 Coupe when it was first introduced at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit a number of years ago. And one of the statements that you made to me is that what you were trying to do was, design-wise, kind of along the lines of an athlete in a very well tailored suit that showed off his muscles and but still was understated but yet showed that muscularity, and certainly this vehicle does this in droves.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's really, I think, is sort of the essence of you know, this type of vehicle. If you want to do an elegant sports coupe, of course, other brands would tend to maybe go much more muscular, more extreme, but I really think this type of vehicle, you know, obviously the type of car that James Bond will drive, which of course is also why I put in the champagne bottle holder in the interior, just to give it a bit of that feeling.
Our telephone number is 855-660-4261 if you have a question for Hemrick. And we do have a number of people with questions, including Paul in San Francisco, California, wants to know how long it took Hemrick to build this one-off vehicle, this Thunderbolt. How long did you work on this project, Hemrick?
Well, I actually worked on this for pretty much about a year. It was something where I really wanted to take my time when it came to the sculpturing of the car. You can do cars faster, but this one I really spent quite a lot of time sculpturing in full-size clay, of course, with some very good sculptures. clay modelers out of California. Actually, some terrific guys. So,
the nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I guess I should know by the way you put your car sideways. I don't know that. You're the kind of person who believes in making out one love and leave that.
broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue. This is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We want to say hello to everybody listening in Detroit, the Motor City, on the great radio station, the information station, AM 800 CKLW Windsor, Ontario, Detroit. We want to say hello to everybody listening across North America and around the world as well on all of our great affiliate stations and on GCNLive.com and AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. Hemrick Fisker, the great car designer, is with us telling us all about a couple of vehicles that debuted last weekend at Amelia Island, the Thunderbolt design study based on the Aston Martin Vanquish, which was the world debut there, and then another vehicle, which we're going to talk about in a moment. But, Henrik, as you were answering Angelo in Miami, you never can tell. You may end up selling this one-off vehicle, or who knows, maybe there'll be enough demand that you will do these vehicles and they could be sold through Galp and Aston Martin.
Well, yeah, I mean, the first car, which is, the first prototype, is always going to remain unique because, you know, first of all, it has the Panasonic curved screen, and second of all, of course, it has the Aston Martin front grille. So if we do end up building a few, a very limited number, maybe a handful of cars, then they would have a slight change to the front. And then it would have the normal Vanquish interior in them.
Very good. Let's talk about the other vehicle, which was shown. Lots of people saw it for the first time at Amelia Island last weekend. This is the Rocket based on the Mustang. And this was a project that came together rather quickly. Tell us a little bit about how this project got its start. I understand Bo Bachman from Galpin came to you with an idea for the SEMA show last November.
No, it was actually quite a little different. Basically, we had both been at the Pebble Beach Concours and, of course, enjoyed all the fantastic cars there in Northern California near Carmel. And it was in August last year. And I had sort of for a while had just a dream about maybe working on a Ford Mustang. And, of course, I was at Ford back in 2000 till 2005. But unfortunately, when I arrived at Ford, the Mustang at that time had just been redesigned. So I never really got a chance to work on the Mustang. So when I saw the new Mustang come out, I thought now's the time to maybe do something special. And I was sort of inspired by the Shelbys of the 60s. And I'd done a few sketches, and I decided simply to swing by Bo on the way back from Pebble Beach in my old Oldsmobile Toronado 455, which I made into a convertible. So I just had a great ride driving from Pebble Beach, and it was in 1972, actually. Anyway, so as I arrived at Bo, I showed him these sketches and said, you know, it'd be fun one day to do something. And then he said, well, why can't we do it for SEMA? And I said, Bo, there's only, 2 months to SEMA. And he said, yeah, it's a problem because you can't get the Mustang. And then he said, well, let's do it now instead of waiting. And if we get done, let's show it in at the LA show. And I said, absolutely, let's do it. So we had literally, we really didn't get started until just beginning of October, because that was the first time we could get the Mustang from Ford, which
sure.
was brand new. And I had to work basically just 2D with sketches. And I looked at every angle, made sure my design was complete, so there was no discovery going to happen in the clay model. So when we finally got the Mustang, we scanned it. We did a virtual model, and there was a great team at Metal Crafters in California, and we worked basically in two shifts, from 8 till 7 in the evening, from 8 in the morning, and then again from 9 in the evening till 3 in the morning to make the car. We also did a full-size clay model. We did all the tooling, and, of course, the complete car is carbon fiber with 725 horsepower. And then, of course, Galpin, they did all the interior trim and all the tuning of the car, and they also arranged for ADV1 to make the wheels. So it was probably the fastest project I've ever done. But because we had no committees and nobody to come and tell me what to do, I could make all decisions in split seconds, and that's extremely important when you do a project like this.
Oh, I can only imagine. L.A. was the perfect venue to debut this show, making its world debut at the L.A. International Auto Show and showing to the public at the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance just a week ago. And this vehicle, as you say, was a project that was really a labor of love. The fact that the Mustang is really an American icon and been around more than 50 years, and you were able to take a lot of that Mustang history and incorporate it into this vehicle. As you said, I could see a lot of influences of the Shelby, but when you look at the overall stance of the vehicle, the overall dimensions, and the overall look of the base Mustang, you certainly got to applaud Maury Callum and the folks at Ford. This vehicle in stock form is extremely well done. So you had a great canvas to start with.
Absolutely. And, you know, that was sort of what I was excited about when I saw the new Mustang, that it really, this redesign have really given a sort of a foundation of perfect proportions to you know, really work on the new Mustang. It really actually, for me, gets a little back to those great cars, and especially the late 60s. It was slightly bigger, a little bit more masculine. And, you know, for me, to do this project, first of all, to be able to work on an icon like the Mustang was amazing. But the other thing was, sometimes, you know, it's just great to do a project where you have, you know, there's no limits. And, of course, this is something that's hard when you're working a big car company, because you are always discussing with everybody, and there's, you know, volumes and marketing and cost. But this project really was, like you say, a labor of love. I just did whatever I felt was right, and there was absolutely no time to tone anything down. So, yes, it does look raw, but I think what American Muscle Car is about is really to show the muscle and how raw they are. And I really felt that was what I wanted to do with this car, not trying to tone anything down, not to do anything that was political correct by saying, oh, we shouldn't do too much muscle, or let's make it nice, or let's make it a bit tame. So it really looks like a 725 horsepower, and that was really the idea. So pure emotion. It was just fantastic to just have all this adrenaline going for a couple of months while we worked on it. And, of course, now driving it's going to be even more adrenaline filled.
And it will be built in limited production numbers. I literally got thousands of emails, people wanting to know about the production run. Has that been determined, or will basically the demand determine?
Well, obviously, it's a hand built, coast built car to carbon fiber, and there's a lot of labor hours going into it because we want the quality to be perfect. And then there's the tuning, and there's the leather interior, and all that. So we are a little bit limited by how many we can build. So we have this.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
The music is from Brian Setzer. You know him from the Stray Cats from the 1980s. Hard to believe it was that long ago, but it indeed was. You're listening to Auto World. Really enjoyed our time with Henrik Fisker. And if folks would like more information about the Thunderbolt, which is the one-off Aston Martin vehicle, or the Rocket, which is the limited edition, they're only going to make 50 of these, carbon fiber. How much is it? $109,000. But it is spectacular, and it's a carbon fiber vehicle for $109,000 is pretty inexpensive. Ford has announced that their carbon fiber variant of the amazing Ford GT, which will be debuting for the 2016 model year, the follow-up to the GT that was produced 10 years or so ago, that vehicle is going to have a $400,000 price tag. And one of the main driving factors on that is the fact that it is indeed carbon fiber, like this Rocket Mustang that that Henrik Fisker is doing in collaboration with the folks at Galpin Ford, Galpin Auto Sports in Southern California. So if you want more information on this one-off Mustang, by all means, just search the web there for Galpin Ford, Galpin Auto Sports, GAS, and if you're one of the lucky ones, you can own one of these amazing vehicles. Well, we're very lucky indeed to be joined by one of our regular contributors. He's the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. Always a pleasure to share the microphone with the one and only Tom Appel. Tom, how you doing?
I am very well. Good morning.
Yeah, I just had a little conversation with Henrik Fisker about this one-off vehicle that he debuted last weekend at the Amelia Island Concours down here in Florida, the Vanquish-based Thunderbolt, and then this 725-horsepower Rocket Mustang, which debuted in Los Angeles, and $109,000, but it's a carbon fiber vehicle, as I was pointing out as we were getting you on board. And for a carbon fiber vehicle, $109,000 is actually pretty inexpensive.
It's funny to say that, but yeah, it actually you can point to the value and say, yeah, I see why it costs that much. Yeah,
exactly. But meanwhile, let's get back to regular stuff for regular folks, because not many of us are lucky enough to have the opportunity to build and take delivery of these one-off vehicles. And you have a story up this week that will certainly definitely be in the wheelhouse of a lot of families. It's a ranking of minivans, and minivans today are not as popular as they were years ago, but certainly they can be very, very useful. And I notice sometimes not only families tend to buy these vehicles, but I've noticed some older folks tend to get into these vehicles as well.
Yeah, the minivan serves a great purpose. That's one of those bimodal distribution vehicles where you have families with small kids and then empty nesters that seem to latch onto them. And for a lot of folks who in their 70s, mid-70s, are approaching 80, one of the great things about minivans is that you have that slide-in hip point so that you're not getting down into a car or stepping up into a crossover. You have this really convenient just slide into it access point, which works for a lot of people who've had hip surgery of any sort, mm-hmm. or just have a hard time reaching up into vehicles.
And you've done a story about fuel economy, which folks can check out at the blog section of consumerguide.com. And you took a look at a bunch of vehicles and decided to rank them as in order of the most efficient minivans. Of all the vehicles that you tested, which vehicle came out at the top with the highest fuel economy ranking?
Unfortunately, it's the one that's probably going to be looked at least by a lot of people. Ford makes a short wheelbase version of the Transit Connect available with their excellent 1.6-liter EcoBoost engine. It's only available in the short wheelbase version. And that one came in at a combined EPA of 25 mpg.
Wow, that is quite remarkable. And as you say, it's got that great 1.6-liter engine, and certainly the Transit Connect has done very, very well in the commercial marketplace, and now they're hopefully going to be selling some of these to regular folks. You guys also evaluated a new offering from Ram as Ram expands beyond trucks into vans. This is called the ProMaster City.
Yeah, the ProMaster City, a little less committed to the family segment in that there isn't a third seat available, but there is a second row seating. But with the 9-speed automatic and the Mopar 2.4-liter Tiger Shark engine, the vehicle earns a 24 mpg combined rating.
Next on the list with a ranking of 24 miles per gallon is kind of a Swiss Army knife-like vehicle from Mazda called the Mazda 5.
Yeah, we love the Mazda 5, and it's one of those vehicles that never seems to fit in any particular segment. It doesn't enjoy the access of sliding side doors, and it really nicely, usefully cubic-shaped, but also very fuel-efficient. The EPA gives it a 24 combined mpg rating.
You guys also evaluated the regular Transit Connect, which is equipped with a larger four-cylinder engine, 2.5 liters, but you can carry seven people around in this vehicle, and it delivers a pretty decent number, 23 mpg.
Yeah.
Another vehicle on the list is always been a little bit funky in its design cues on the interior, but in more recent renditions has become a little bit more mainstream. The Nissan Quest, how did that fare?
Yeah, that's the outlier of the traditional minivan, but certainly the most traditional one that we've talked about so far. 22 mpg, and that makes use of the only CVT on the list, and Nissan's excellent 3.5-liter V6.
Another vehicle that Tom and his crew evaluated was a perennial favorite for many folks, and that's the Honda Odyssey. And this utilizes a 248-horsepower 3.5-liter V6, and I believe this V6 has the capability to run on three cylinders. Is that correct, Tom?
Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah, this is the first cylinder deactivation engine on the list. Yeah, so it'll shut down three cylinders on the highway, which certainly gives it some juice on this list.
22 miles per gallon overall is a listing on that. Toyota's Sienna with a two-wheel drive, 21 miles per gallon. My father-in-law has a Sienna, and he just loves the vehicle. Again, older folks with health problems, and I mean, he'd rather have that vehicle than a Ferrari. I mean, it's absolutely the best. Another vehicle which a lot of people are fond of is the latest from Kia, and this is a van that's sometimes overlooked, but the Sedona is actually quite a nice piece.
It's really a nice piece. We just recently drove one. We spent 2 weeks with a Kia Sedona consumer guide. Really liked the vehicle, and I think that it's very competitive in the traditional minivan category with its direct injection 3.3-liter V6, which is surprisingly spunky. On a conventional 6-speed automatic, the EPA rates that at 20 mpg combined.
Excellent. Now we move to the Chrysler-based vehicles, the Chrysler Town & Country at 20 miles per gallon, and the Dodge Caravan at 20 miles per gallon. Eventually, Dodge is going to get out of the minivan business, but for right now, you can kind of get the sportier of the two in the Dodge variant.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a shame to see Dodge go. It'll be interesting to see how Chrysler does that in the showrooms. They will be bringing people to the same physical location, but people who have had three and four generations of the Caravan will be asked to be moving over to the Chrysler. And Chrysler is on record as saying they're not going to be offering a lower-priced base model, so they will be giving up a certain amount of that market.
Interesting. And then finally on the list, we've got the all-wheel drive Toyota Sienna at 19 miles per gallon. It's a great article. If you're in the market for a minivan, check it out. Family Frugal, ranking the most fuel-efficient minivans at consumerguide.com. Just to hit the blog section. When we come back on the other side, more with Tom as we talk about some really cool stuff. So don't go away.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair from lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. The shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Each and every day, she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons. ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Thank you so much for being here. You're listening to Auto World. When you get a chance, check out my website, autoworldradio.com. We're in the midst of sprucing it up, and we're going to have many more cool things in the not-too-distant future, so check it out, autoworldradio.com. You can see a picture of our regular contributor, Tom Appel, who joins us live here today from Chicago, and we're talking about all the latest at Consumer Guide and Consumer Guide Automotive. We were just talking about minivans, and Tom's got a great story up going back to the year 1984. You can check it out. It's called The Small Wagons of 1984, and there are a lot of forgotten wagons. And when you look at today's wagon marketplace, it's quite a bit different from the 80s or the 70s or the 60s or the 50s. As a matter of fact, there's really no non-luxury station wagons currently on sale, unlike the decades of years ago. Why do so many journalists dislike wagons, or why does the public dislike wagons? We lost Tom. All right, so we will get Tom back in the mix here. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. If you were with us a little bit early in the hour, Henrik Fisker, the great car designer, with us, and he mentioned something I didn't know. He has a one-off Oldsmobile Toronado convertible. Can you imagine that? Let's throw out a trivia question about some of the other large large front-wheel drive personal vehicles, personal luxury vehicles from General Motors. There was a Cadillac that shared that same platform as the Toronado, and also there was a Buick. Tell us the names of either one of those vehicles, and we got a really cool prize from you, for you, from the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. If you can tell us the stable mates to the Toronado, there was a Buick variant and there was a Cadillac variant. What were the soulmates to the Toronado? 855-660-4261, Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Tom Appel is with us from Consumer Guide Automotive, and we were just talking about minivans in 2015, and now we're going to go back and talk about the small wagons of 1984. And Tom, as you point out in this article, right now you can't buy a non-luxury small wagon here in North America, here in the good old U.S. of A. This, for whatever reason, has dried up. You can't purchase it. They don't make them.
No, and it's interesting to note that at one point, or well, in 1984, General Motors actually built four of these.
Yeah, and a lot of these are definitely very much forgotten vehicles. The vehicle that you have as the main picture for the story is from Oldsmobile, and it's how many people remember the Firenza Cruiser? And when you look at the front end treatment of that vehicle with its quad-shaped headlights, and it actually was a pretty decent-looking vehicle for 1984.
It was a handsome car, and I'm impressed, too, what a great the eras that this vehicle bridges. It's front drive, it's part of General Motors' J-Car lineup, yet it still has the fake wood trim on the side.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's talk about some of the other General Motors offerings on the same platform. Buick made a small wagon called the Skyhawk. Chevy, of course, had the Cavalier, which was available in many different guises. And then as we look into some of the offerings from the Chrysler brand at that time, Lee Iacocca was at the helm, and you could get the Dodge Aries, or you could get that LeBaron Town and Country, of course, with that also the fake wood.
Yeah, with the fake wood, and at some point, and I'm not sure it was 1984, you could also get it with the Mark Cross custom leather interior.
Very good. Also from the family of Chrysler was the Colt, the Dodge Colt Vista, and this vehicle. What I remember most about this vehicle, wasn't it available with a real funky manual gearbox that actually had the capability of like 7 or 8 speeds? Do you remember that? They had like a different, you had your regular gear shift lever, and then it had a separate lever that gave you additional gears. Do you remember that?
I remember it well, and I think it was most famously in the smaller Colt 3-door. Yeah, and it was a 4-speed manual with a second entire set of gear ratios that you could shift up into. I remember reading about this, just fascinated by it, and what it turned out to be really was sort of an active sport mode where you simply moved up or down a gear ratio depending on where you were driving. Motor Trend pointed out that it effectively only gave you 5 forward gear ratios because four of them would overlap when you shifted. So it was an awful lot of mechanical apparatus for the net effect, but I think people thought it was very cool.
Oh yeah, for the day it was definitely very cool. Ford sold an awful lot of Escorts and quite a few Escort wagons. When I look at this 1984 Ford Escort LX wagon, 80 horsepower, 1.6 liter four cylinder engine, starting at 6313 in L guise, they definitely were very, very popular. And you know, you would think today that some automaker would make something like this, but no.
No, they really don't. And I think that we've seen people move from the wagon to the small sport ute, and I think that the wagon isn't really perched for a comeback. I know a lot of people think that these things happen in cycles, but we're not going to see a wagon renaissance, anything like what we saw in 1984.
And also in 84, you could get its sibling in Mercury guise, the Lynx, and you've chosen a great picture of a GS wagon, also with that fake wood paneling on the side.
Yeah, that's an absolutely fantastic. fantastic look. It's funny that in this particular case, the manufacturer chose to have the car photographed with the fake wood, but on standard steel wheels.
When we look at the Civic from 1984, there was a Civic wagon, and certainly the Civic back in those days was a lot less sophisticated, both inside and out, than the current generation Civic. I mean, this was really a bare bones vehicle. Those wheels on this vehicle that you have in the article, they look like they're 12-inch wheels. I mean, they look tiny.
And those are the wheels that the manufacturer chose to photograph the vehicle with.
Very good to point that out, that this is like the best that we can do right here.
Yeah, they simply didn't dress them up in those days.
That's right. Let's talk about a offering from Nissan. Still around today, the Sentra, but back in 1984, you could buy the XE wagon. And this stroke, that's definitely, you know, it had a very unusual side view, and you show it here in the print version of this great article at Consumer Guide Automotive, consumerguide.com. The 1984 XE wagon, that side profile was very funky.
It really was, and then the roof slopes sort of right after the what we would call the C pillar, and by a lot, you could certainly make the case that this isn't a wagon, given how much space is lost to that slope. It doesn't have the straight line back after the driver's door that most wagons have. But Nissan, in fact, called it a wagon, so we chose to include it on this list.
Definitely. We've already touched on the Firenza, and, of course, Plymouth had its version of the vehicle that we talked about in Dodge form, the Plymouth Colt Vista, and again, another vehicle with just tiny, tiny wheels. When I look at that, the Reliant from Plymouth, also based on that same K car platform, that available also with the fake wood trim. Pontiac had the 2000 Sunbird, which also was a stablemate to the Buick and the Oldsmobile and the Chevy Cavalier. When I look at the 84 Subaru, a lot of the design language of the Subaru from 84 carried for quite some time. You could see design influences of this 84 Subaru in later editions of the Subaru. This is a GL wagon, but again, for many years, Subaru was not the automaker that it is today. It was very much of a bare-bones type vehicle.
Yeah, its entire lineup in 84 was based along one single subcompact platform. And it's interesting to note in this picture, too, we have a picture of a red wagon here, that it has the white painted wheels, sort of a shorthand way to let people know for sure that this is an all-wheel drive vehicle.
And another vehicle on this list that when I look back at it, you know, just design-wise, it doesn't do anything for me, to say the least, was from 1984, the Toyota Tercel with the mighty 62 horsepower 1.5 liter four-cylinder engine. Hit with the ugly stick, Tom. There's no other way to say it. We'll take a pit stop and then more. Well, actually, they're chasing us out the door for this hour. I get so excited anytime Tom is with us. So if you're leaving us, thank you very much for joining us for this hour of Auto World. And again, check out my website, Auto World Radio. Since 1915, J.C. Whitney and its catalog full of parts for nearly every car, truck, SUV, and motorcycle on the road have delivered everything automotive to generations of enthusiasts. Please visit www.jcwhitney.com to shop for the latest parts and accessories, request catalogs, and join the celebration of a truly American company and a truly significant milestone as J.C. Whitney turns 100 years old. Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete tear-down and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Extend your life with Extendo-Bite. you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.